The co-founder and the owner of Arc Reform. Going down, this is me and my lovely husband. We founded Arc Reform about 3 years ago, and it all happened because we were actually renovating our house during COVID, and we realized how huge gap there is when it comes to renovation companies and foreigners, conversations and dealings. Guys, it keeps kicking out. So because we saw the issues people have, or foreigners have, during renovations, that they actually cannot really discuss with the renovation companies. The renovation companies, as if maybe kick this one out and I'll move it manually because it's kind of on and off. So we kind of saw the gap there is and the problems foreigners have when they're trying to deal with Japanese renovation companies. Very often the renovation companies are really, really scared of discussing or even dealing with foreigners because the language gap is really big. And so they will end up very often even denying your business. So we went through that, and then we partner up with somebody that was in construction, that was working at the renovation company, because my background is marketing and my husband's background is finance. So we are not construction people, but we are business people. So we partner up with somebody from the industry to create a company. And three years down the line, I'm actually the one handling everything, because that's usually how it works. Even my Japanese crews are very often freaked out because most of our clients are foreigners, and they kind of freak out, like, what are we going to do, you know, even on the side and dealing with the clients. So that's actually where I come in, and I work as, you know, the middle person between my clients and all the workers. And today I kind of put this presentation together as a summary of my experience, what I am dealing with on a daily basis when it comes to the issues that clients have, and the things that clients do or don't do properly when they decide to go the route of hiring a renovations company. Because I know a lot of you actually want to go DIY, which is fantastic. If you can do it, do it. But the worst thing is when you decide, oh, I want to do something DIY and I want to do something with a renovation company, that it's one of the biggest problems that is going to happen if you decide to go that route, because then it's kind of no accountability for anything. The renovation companies don't really want to go that route because they'll be not able to kind of work with you, and then whose responsibility is what. So when you decide to renovate, one of the first things you actually have to do is to decide which way you want to go. Are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to hire a company? Or are you going to hire a few people that will help you here and there? If you decide to hire a company, then do your research. Do your research. There is so many companies on the market, and don't go on the Facebook forums, please. You can go there to kind of get few leads, but then do your due diligence, as in anything. Even renovating your property is a business. So do your due diligence, because at the end of the day, if you're not happy, if you hire somebody just based on the fact that they promise you they're going to be good, or that they promise you they're going to do it cheap, you have yourself to blame. So do your due diligence no matter what you do. Ask your friends if they've, you know, dealt with them, or who they dealt with when they were renovating their own, whether they were happy or they were not happy. And then set up meetings. Don't rush your meetings. We have meetings sometimes that take 5 hours, because if you decide to renovate, you have to have a clear vision, and you have to actually really discuss with your renovation person how you want to have it done properly. Because just kind of pointing a few things is not going to help. You have to be very, very clear with what you have, what you want, and how you're going to do it. And make sure that they understand. I actually often record all our meetings, not only for my purposes that I could go back to the recording, but even for the purpose if there is anything, oh, but I told you, I have recordings of all the meetings. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I'm not crazy. It's just, you know, again, all I'm telling you out of my experience, and this works the best because you can go back and you can actually hear what was discussed at the meetings and how the client wanted it or what was the real estate renovation agent telling you. When you're renovating, very often the clients have great expectations. They, you know, buy an old rundown mansion, for example, or old house, and then they think that they're going to turn it into a castle. Yes, you can. But you have to realistically look at the property you have. And you have to face a few factors. Main factor of when you are doing doing renovation is your budget. So my very, very favorite thing is that a client always said, I want to have a luxury feeling, but I'm on a budget. That's fantastic. But that's usually not going to happen because if you want a high-end materials, if you want a high-end finishings, that also comes with the cost. So first of all, when you're doing anything, you have to be, you know, kind of realistic and honest with yourself and decide how much it is that you want to spend on that property. And then say, okay, well, so for example, I want new kitchen. Kitchen is usually one of the most expensive things in a house or in your property, especially if your wife or girlfriend's going to be choosing it. So, again, speaking from experience, that's going to cost you. So decide how much you want to spend on a kitchen or on, you know, particular thing. And then how much time you have to renovate it. Because if you're going to do a big renovation, it's going to take time. Especially if you are renovating all the property, you have to count on one factor, and that is once you destroy some of the parts, like the walls and especially floorings, there'll be surprises. So always factor in unexpected, problems down the way. So you know, if you know you need to move in very quickly, don't try to do very elaborate renovations. If you do have time, then you can just, you know, go with the flow and you can start knocking down walls, knocking down floorings. But make sure that you have, that your time frame is good for what you are doing. And as it says here, potential challenges. Usually the biggest problem we face in the many renovations we've done, it's flooring. Especially with older properties, the flooring is not great in Japan. The underlayers, because of the spaces, it moves, it waves. With some of the older apartments that were built, let's say, 30 years ago, if they have a concrete floor, if they have a concrete under the flooring, you can be very sure the concrete is going to be very uneven. So if you want to be putting a nice wooden flooring, you might most probably have to even out the whole flooring first and basically create a new flooring. So that's going to cost you additional amount of money, not a small one, because that takes a lot of time even to even the whole thing out, a lot of materials, a lot of wood. Right now we are renovating one of the older mansions that was built in the 70s, late 70s. And that one is on the first floor. So, because it's on the first floor of the mansion, it has a big gap, about a meter and a half, almost 2 meter gap under the actual flooring of the apartment, because everything for the whole building is down there. So, we were changing the flooring, and basically, because of the gap down there, you really have to enforce your own flooring. Otherwise, every step, you can really feel that there is a hole under your flooring. So that is also something you have to account for when you are fixing, when you are planning to fix your apartment. When you are signing the contract, usually you will get a contract in Japanese, because by law the contract has to be signed in Japanese. But request a translation of your contract so you really understand what's in there. And then if you have a lengthy renovation, put in some of the points that you want to make sure that your contractor is held onto. So don't worry to ask for like a page extra that you want to have your points there. You might have to translate it to Japanese, so it's again in English and in Japanese. But all those things are in there. Timeline is also always in the contract. One of the reasons why the timeline is in the contract is the payment, because usually renovation companies, they expect 30% of the fee when you're signing the contract, and then additional 30 or 40% when they're starting the construction. So all these things will be in there. Again, if it's a lengthy construction, you might actually split the payment into more parts, because if it takes 2-3 months, you want to make sure that the cash flow is really well. If you have any specifics that are just specific for your own cause and your own renovation, don't be afraid to put it in there. And then once you start, don't just abandon the whole product and think that you're going to come back and it's going to be fantastic. Because as I've said, things happen during the renovation. So you kind of monitor what's going on, how it's going. When I'm saying monitor, I'm not saying micromanage. I had a crew abandoning a project because the client was literally on their ass 24/7. And coming there and then, watching their every move and constantly changing what they were doing. And once that happened, they said, no, they don't want to deal with that. They can't deal with that. Because not only that kind of prolongs the whole thing, it annoys anybody. You too would be annoyed if you actually have somebody watching you all the time. So keep track on your project, but don't micromanage. Keep in check that the timelines go that you need it, and especially discuss all the issues that arise from the project. If you do have any changes that kind of pop up in your mind once you see that, for example, after the demolition, you see the place and it looks really different. Especially if you completely gut the place and you might decide you want a changes, make sure you put the changes in writing, and also question the timeline very well. Because once you do changes to all the plans, the timeline's going to change as well. So make sure that the time that will be needed to accommodate your changes is also good with your timeline of finishing the project. If you experience any of these problems, make sure you address it with the reform company right away, because of course, saying something a month later is not going to help anybody. So prepare and then keep records. As I already said, keep records of all the communication, of the contracts, of the receipts. Make sure that if you are doing changes, those changes are actually recorded, and it's not, oh, but I said, but you said. Make sure that these changes, especially if it's going to cost a lot of money, that you also know how much that change of the, something extra that you are doing, how much that is going to cost, because you don't want to be discussing these issues after. And then, once you're doing, keep the communication flow open with your renovation company. Tell them, praise them. It's always good. One of the nice tips, if you're actually going to see the property while the workers are there, bring them coffee. That is what even I do when I come and see the property. I'll usually bring them coffee or drinks. It's kind of just so they feel appreciated and they know what's going on during the whole process. as a don't, and you know, there's a bunch of don'ts, of course. Don't rush it. So don't rush any of the parts of the whole process. Don't rush choosing the right company. Don't rush them by saying, just give me an approximate price. That is the worst thing when somebody tells me, so how much approximately do you think it's going to cost? No Japanese construction company or renovation company will tell you just a ballpark. That is what foreigners usually think that that's going to happen. Somebody's going to tell me, oh, it's going to be 2 mil or 5 mil. Nobody's going to do that because there's so many moving parts that go into the quotation that nobody wants to do that. So do not rush it. Give them the time to create a good quotation for you. But for it to happen, you also have to tell them your budget. Do not keep that budget away from your construction company, because otherwise they will create something that is either too much or too little. It doesn't contain the materials you want to use. So you have to be very open. Do not hold back the information that you want for the renovation to happen. Make sure that they know everything that you want. What kind of bathroom do you want? Do you want something that is customized, or are you okay to go with materials or with products that are in the catalog? Are you looking for more of a low budget? Do you want the medium budget? Even with wallpaper, the price can vary by, you know, even with choosing a different grade of a simple wallpaper, it can go by 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 yen a meter. And when you are doing the whole apartment, the price can be very different. It can vary by 500,000 yen just on wallpaper alone. So make sure that you don't forget to mention all these things. You tell them your budget. You tell them your expectations, the materials, and all that stuff. And have already managed, don't micromanage. That is just, it's really, really important, because a lot of people, they kind of misunderstand to staying on top of things and micromanaging. So don't do that. Don't micromanage, but don't overtrust. Don't just abandon it. Some people just think that, okay, I'll give you the job and then I'm traveling for a month. That is also not ideal. So you kind of try to find the right balance between those two. And then honestly, the biggest issue is with the changes clients do. So don't be one of those. When you are planning your renovation, create your plan really well. Create the whole plan of your renovations, what you want and how. So then you can discuss those plans with your renovation company. Unless you also request the renovation company to do the drawings and architectural plan, because normally that it's not a part of renovations. The renovation company will just give you pictures of the materials used. For example, for a bathroom, there'll be a sketch, but they will not give you the exact plans. So it's better, especially if it's big houses or big apartments, to have the drawings that you worked on ready, so there are no problems. So, and once you have those plans, try not to change them. If you do change them in the plans as well. Don't just think that, oh, I've said I want it this way. Just make sure that it's in the plans, because the plans, there'll be on the walls of the apartment for all different workers to look at and follow. So as anything, these ones are really, really important. And then again, if you change something, make sure that you understand the time difference that it's going to be and how much it's going to cost. Because any change you make will cost you both in time and in money, especially if you choose something that it's customized. Japan... if you are renovating and you are renovating using, like, for example, system kitchen or unit bath, those are very, those are kind of like normal price range, price ranges. But once you decide that you want your cupboards or cabinets customized, that's going to cost you. Everything that is custom made in Japan to fit in your space and your kind of ideas, there is an extra price on top of that. Whereas if you just buy that's been, you know, done, there's so many catalogs to choose from. Also, depending on the range, you can choose budget, you can choose really beautiful products still on in from the catalog. So make sure that you understand that if you are going with a custom made, it's gonna take longer as well, and it's gonna be pricey. So make sure you understand that. When it comes to permits, Japan, as long as you are doing a normal renovation, you don't need a permit per se. But if it's an apartment, you're gonna need a permit from the kind of the management company for the apartment building. Sometimes there is kind of like a committee that decides whether it can or cannot be approved. This takes about 2 weeks. So if you think that you just decided with your real estate company today and they're going to start working tomorrow, that is not the case. You need to give them the time to actually contact the management company and discuss with them how much time they need to approve the construction in the apartment building. They will also most probably give them permission only to work during the work days, Monday to Friday, from 8:30 to about 5. They're not going to give them permission to work weekends. They're not going to give them permission to work on public holidays. If you need any special of those, you again have to let the company to discuss that and get the permission for that from the management company. And then if you are doing anything with ceiling, and this one is really important, especially in the nicer apartments, you'll be most probably moving the fire alarms. Depending on the scope of the renovation, you might actually get a permission from the fire department, and that one takes time, and usually it's quite costly as well. Last one we did in a beautiful apartment, it was all 1.8 million yen for them to move some of the fire alarms, and it took quite a lot of time. We had to prepare very, very long paperwork for the fire inspector to even come. He would come, then they moved, then we had to, because we had to disconnect the fire alarms for the part of the construction of the ceiling, and then moved it, because we were kind of changing the whole plan of the apartment, and then again new construction, or like to plug them back in. So it was about 1.8 million yen for the fire alarms alone. So that is also one thing that you kind of should think about when you are doing something like that. I've already mentioned don't number two, don't pay up in full. Do not do that unless you are doing a minor thing. If you are doing a minor renovation or just a kind of minor fixing, and it's going to be done in a day or two, and it costs not too much, Then usually the company will either tell you pay up front or you're going to pay in full after. But if you are doing anything that takes longer a week and costs more than, let's say, 500,000 yen, do not pay in full. Discuss the payment plan. The standard is 30-40-30 or 30-30-40, depending on construction company. But that's kind of what you're gonna come by when you are doing that. When you're already going through the construction, you've already chosen your company, what can happen, and then all of a sudden they don't really stay up to date with communicating with you. What we try to do, we try to set up either WhatsApp or Line group with us, the clients, and then the workers. And anytime they went through a specific phase, we want them to take a pictures and send it to the client on a regular basis, so the client knows what's going on. If you are not hearing from your crew for extended period of time, let's say a week, you haven't heard anything, or they are not replying your messages, there's something going on. It's not that they are busy; they just there is something. So find out what. I'm not supposed to tell you all these things. So just do that. Go and check on your property, and figure out what's going on. And then once you are done with your the renovations, make sure you do the walkthrough and you check everything. And I mean everything. Especially we had an issue right now, not right now, but like a few months back, when actually after everything was installed, they installed the water heater last, and then they found out that the warm water is not connected correctly. But during all the time, everything was testing, like, okay, the water is going, but of course the water heater is not connected, so there's no hot water. But once it was connected, we found out there is no hot water. So when you are doing the walkthrough, and I gave, we submitted some of our materials to you beforehand. I did kind of a checklist of what you should check when you are doing renovations. And the final walkthrough is really, really important. And I stated kind of a little bit what is in that walkthrough, what you should check. But I will summarize it. And it's basically check that all the switches are working, all the lights, if you have the remotes for the lights, that it's working. The water is running. Let it run for a longer period of time so you see there are no leaks. Because sometimes if you just run it quickly, you will not see whether... if all the plumbing is connected properly. Check your gas, check floor heating, inspect that, especially like corners and stuff, all your wallpaper and all your floorings, the joints are joined properly. Any panels that the joinery is done well. In Japan, the warranties, they go, usually is a warranty per manufacturer warranty is not as long as we are used to from abroad. For example, for wallpaper, you only have a warranty for about 2 weeks. Yeah, so make sure that when you are inspecting, that you check that the wallpaper is the way it's supposed to be and then it holds. Because they will tell you if something happens after 2 weeks, you're the one that did it. So make sure that you check really well. Your final walkthrough, even get a different set of eyes. I usually do it and my clients do it before we hand over. But even get a different set of eyes. More eyes, see more things. If you have any issues, address it right there. Also, ask them about warranties for every electronics and anything that was used there. That one, again, is... per manufacturer's warranty. Here are kind of, put some, check that it also looks the way it looks, that it's what you wanted. If you had some surfaces done, check that the surfaces are done the way you wanted to have them done. If you've done some structural changes, that, it fits your ideas, it fits the way it was, be that it's not shaking. For example, if you had railings installed, check that the railings are done really well. If you've changed the fire alarm system, have them tested. Test them that they are working properly. And then again, out of experience, if you are actually in the line of apartments, make sure that the apartment next to you works as well. That you might not realize, but when they are moving and cutting and doing things, they might have any issues with that. So check actually that the apartment next to you, if their fire alarms goes to them, check that their fire system works as well. And same for plumbing, same for ventilation, air condition, and any other ventilation. So, yeah, more here in terms of windows. Windows and doors, everything has to close properly. You know that there's no airflow going, that it's insulated the way it should be. And then you might not know that, but your renovation company also kind of has to do the cleaning for you. So make sure that they cleaned. Depending on what is in your contract, either it will be a surface cleaning or a deep cleaning. Once you are doing it, I usually say, you know what, if you are already renovating, have it done, have done the deep cleaning, because then you come and you have a brand new apartment, you don't have to do anything. And check on all your warranties, check that nothing has been ruined also on the outside. If you are in the apartment building, mansion or whatnot, check that when they come down that they clean the stairway, they clean the elevator. Nothing has been done, because that is all the responsibility of the renovation company. So make sure that also outside of your apartment has been put into a previous first condition. And check the, if you had, sometimes we install barrier-free places, so check that it's actually correct, that the ramps don't move, don't slip anywhere, that the door open. If you have a sliding door, figure out whether your sliding door are that the touch kind of system, that when you just kind of click it, it comes out. Check all that all this system works, because at times, again, especially in the older apartment buildings, if the floor is wonky, your door frames are wonky, your doors don't close properly. So check all these things, discuss with your renovation company, make a note of what you check, what you didn't check, if everything was correct or not, and kind of have it signed with you. That's just our contact numbers. That's actually my cell phone and our email. We are available for consultations anytime. And I'm always on the panel. So if you have any questions, I'll do the questions now because we have about 5 minutes. Okay, but one came from the... Tracy, you have the one. Yeah, you know what, with the floor paper, with the wallpaper, the easiest is the wallpaper. Because if you have a wallpaper done and you are going with that kind of a normal range, you count around 2,500 or 2,700 yen per meter of the wallpaper, per square meter of the wallpaper. If you are going the better ranges, then the price will go up. But you know, when it comes to wallpaper, count about, let's say, 2,700. Flooring is very different because there's so many different type of flooring, and it all depends also on the underlay of the wallpaper of the flooring. So you cannot kind of say it's going to cost you this and this much, because right now there's so many great materials, even when it comes to like floor tiles, that are basically, I don't want to say plastic, but they are like plastic, but they look like stone, they look wonderful, they feel hard. So there's so many different flooring. You do not have to go with wooden flooring. And even if you go with wooden flooring, again, different materials, different thickness. Some of them you can put, and Japanese like that very much, to put them on top of the existing flooring to avoid extra cost of installation. Bathrooms... bathroom you can do from a million, from a unit bathroom, you can go, let's say, from a million up, including, for the very simple one, including disposal of your old one, all the work, garbage, you know, let's say from one million up, you can go far more if you choose some of the beautiful high-end bathrooms. Even though they are unit bath, they already have ceramic tiles and all that. You cannot tell that it's actually a unit bath. So, look at the bathroom from 1 million up. If you want to do tiled bathroom, that one's gonna cost again, depending on a space, but because they have to insulate the whole thing. So, I would say from 2.5 million upwards for a tile bathroom. Toilets are easy. You can do change toilet, including everything, for about 200,000. Because the old toilets, they usually have the piping differently than the new ones, so there'll be some sort of adjustment needed. So I would say from 200,000 up. What else was there? Kitchen. That is one of the, like, that varies so much that kitchen is really difficult. We did now a really, really simple kitchen in a mansion. It was only 160 centimeters, so the kitchen was about, including the work, about 400,000 for a nice 160 kitchen, but small cooker, nice range hood, 350, 400 for the simple ones. Oh, the disposal, you have to calculate that big part of your quotation of the cost will be a garbage disposal, because that's actually really expensive in Japan. There's not that many places where we as renovation companies can dispose of it. So yeah, garbage will be a big part. It's sometimes like when we do the big renovations and we are gutting the whole floor, the garbage goes into like 1 million just for that, because it's not only difficult, but it's also costly.
Yes. Uh-huh. You have to know yourself. Like, it's depending on what you really required in terms of it. So in Japan, there is not really like, oh, it's okay because it's wonky. It should be perfect when it comes to like wallpaper or lining up all the materials. It should be perfect. But for example, with the flooring, if you're going to do like wooden flooring, you have to discuss with the company how you want it lined up, because they have different styles of lining up, and sometimes it's like one in a line, somebody wants it differently.
So the finishings, you actually have to discuss it upfront, that it's part of the whole discussion at the beginning. How do you want the finishings to be? Otherwise, there shouldn't be like, oh yeah, it's okay, but it's not how it should have been. That's a little bit too late to discuss. But if you don't like how it's done and it wasn't discussed like that, you can ask them to fix it. That's why you're doing the final walkthrough. Okay, one more. Expected, you know what, when we do the first walkthrough, the Japanese inspector or the Japanese personnel from the renovation company will not tell you, like, he can already see that, for example, the flooring will be a problem, but he's not going to say that because he doesn't want to scare you off. So what I usually do after we do the inspection, I then talk to my staff or my contractors separately and tell them, so like, what do you think, what will be the problem? And then they will tell me, okay, I think this one's going to be this and that. And then I can tell you, well, we think there might be an issue with the flooring. And then you have, choices how to fix it. For the unexpected but normal kind of budget, 10% extra just to be on the safe side. And then make sure that you discuss with the real estate, with the renovation company, that any issues have to be addressed with you right away, and you have to be informed of the cost before they do anything. Because otherwise it's a problem. We had a problem, for example, with a wallpaper, and the crew didn't tell the client that the wall was so bad, they used hundreds of kilos of putty just to fix the wall. And of course, then the bill for the wallpaper, it was two-floor apartment, kind of like apartment. And then the bill came to 500,000 more for wallpaper alone, and that was a problem. So make sure you kind of, you tell them all extra cost has to be approved by me prior the renovation and the work. Yes. I don't know compared to US, but yes, they are expensive because they don't charge you per day, they charge you per task. So they kind of have a ballpark prices for what they are doing. If you would hire somebody to help as a helper, then you would pay him, let's say for Tokyo, I think it's around 30,000 yen a day, but that's a helper, kind of like unskilled helper. But once you are getting somebody to do specific task, they will charge you per task, not per the time they spent doing it. And even if somebody comes to your place to do something for 5 minutes, they will charge you for a full day. So I just had a gas company to send a worker because we needed to have a longer pipe for the gas. He was in the apartment 15 minutes, 30,000 yen, because that's his day fee. So make sure that you are aware of these things. Okay, one more. I'm kind of open as long as I can drive it. but we do Tokyo, we do Chiba, Kanagawa, Saitama, but we even did Yuzawa. So it kind of, if it's drivable, then I have no problem with that. But of course, we don't do like Osaka or any of that. So it's like, you know, if it's drivable for us, then we can do it. Yeah, and you have to make sure though you are paying the gas and the toll fees and stuff. So the cost comes accordingly to that, because of course I have to, you know, we have to go there on at times and stuff like that. So Ziv, how are we doing with time? I have 2 minutes, so one more. If somebody has one more question, we can do that. Okay, we are good. So perfect. So I thank you very much.